Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle One.
So when you look at the map of California, in terms of the areas and counties where Steve Garvey is winning, and the ones where Adam Schiff is winning, you wouldn't be surprised that it's mostly up and down the coastline for Adam Schiff. But everywhere else is Steve Garvey. They're actually getting closer now in terms of their percentages, with about 46% of the votes in. It's actually changed since hour number one of the program. It's now 33.8 to 31.8. So I don't know, folks. Maybe these two top vote getters for the California Senate race now might be a little bit closer than we thought. But it is going to be very, very interesting. And, of course, the other question I'm going to pose to Denise Simon here in just a moment. And by the way, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here this morning. It is hour number three of the program is launching at this very moment. And we have a lot more to talk about. You can give us a call at the bottom of the hour. We're going to open up the telephone lines then, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, AM 930, The Answer as well. And welcome to everybody along the GCN network. Thanks to GCN, they distribute our program out to the great radio AM and FM radio affiliates out there. So we really do appreciate all the hard work GCN does for us. And folks, as I said, another question I want to pose to Denise, in addition to the one I was talking about right before we went to the top of the hour, and that is, who is Jim Palmer, or Jason Palmer, I should say, and do you think the Democrat Party elite might actually give him a call at some point? Let's bring in Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, first and foremost, Nikki Haley, is she done, or is she, you know, trying to, I mean, she said, or her campaign said, she's not going to be an independent and she's not going to go with no labels. Does that mean she's dropping out, or what do you think?
She may not have any choice, because I don't think from this point forward she's going to get any money from anybody. I don't know what she has in her war chest presently, but after the scalping that she took, who's going to give her any money?
Well, indeed. Well, her messaging had been, you know, there's this group of people out there who don't want to vote for Donald Trump and they don't want to vote for Joe Biden, and I'm trying to sort of play to that. And time and time again, she would say some variation of that, mm-hmm. but I just don't know that it ever got the traction. It's like, was that the only angle that she could have really used? Or what do you think? I mean, that's sort of a post-mortem on the Haley campaign.
Well, there's truth to what she said.
Yeah, that's right.
But that number of people is not enough to give her the delegates. It never was.
Indeed. So there was something else missing, or there just wasn't. In other words, you know, not being somebody's time. And again, this is what other candidates, they figure this out, you know, over different elections, mm-hmm. right? And they say, okay, mm-hmm. I'm not getting the traction. It's not my time.
Well, I think there's a certain amount of arrogance that she had, that she thought it was her time. Let's not forget, I mean, the woman, you know, she's done a governorship. She was a U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. So she has a resume. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in that resume, she, you know, obviously she knows domestic issues, and she most recently knows foreign policy issues. She kind of spoke like Vivek Ramaswamy. She kind of always spoke in platitudes and not real necessarily solutions. or her ideas of solutions. So now the question is, will she be magnanimous and say, look, you Republicans that, would never vote for Trump, I think you need to necessarily reconsider here, and we need to come together. Trump may, in fact, get all the delegates, and he may, in fact, be the nominee. However, we cannot overlook the fact, and it is a fact, that the Mark Elias operations of the world, of the country, are going to do everything they can, every single thing that they can, to knock Trump off his perch. So we have to be prepared for those kinds of things, especially Trump. And this is a time that I think that, whoever it was it the Democrats or was it the independents or the wayward voters that were voting for Haley? That whole thing really needs to be drilled down in a big way. I would also argue that in Trump in his speech last night, I think he kind of missed the moment. That he could have said, okay, because he never mentioned Nikki Haley's name at all. But he could have said, thank you, everybody for coming here. Let's join hands. Let's have some unity here. But in your other hand, let's go do some force multiplying here. And, grab somebody from the other side of the aisle, or grab the independents and the libertarians, and let's convince them to bring them along. I think he kind of missed that moment.
I think you're right, because even Steve Garvey actually, in his speech, did mention Schiff. He mentioned Katie Porter and Barbara Lee, and I thought that was kind of a class act. I think that's going to be kind of his thing, because Schiff is such, he's not really a class act in the grand sense, but I think you're right. I think Trump needs to, and the Republicans need to really start getting that unity together, like right now, because it's not going to, we don't have, there's no time. That's it.
If you look at the maps of, say, Virginia and, the counties that, voted for Trump, they're mostly rural. So you get into the bigger cities, the inner cities, and they weren't there. And this is a time that I think, too, between now and November, that Trump needs to go to Chicago and Philadelphia and, these big cities and
yep.
Bring them along.
I think you're right. Right on the money, Denise Simon. Folks, we're coming right back. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Wong.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Silent, violent, living it up in the city.
All right.
Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent.
This can only mean one thing, everybody, and that is we are literally just moving fast through this Wednesday edition of the program. It is the aftermath of Super Tuesday. It's what we've been waiting for, of course, and now, of course, the future lays out before us, everybody. After Super Tuesday, we're going to find out more of what we might expect, and, well, maybe, hopefully, we're going to see a lot more good things happen. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. The telephone number, 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour this morning. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
All right. Well, first off, now I got another couple of questions for you. But, of course, obviously, Jason Palmer, I mean, there were some, 90 votes, basically, in American Samoa. But he said his phone started blowing up. That's how he knew he won. And he just evidently did some Zoom meetings or something. And also following that, on a little more serious note, obviously, but Kristen Sinema, and mm-hmm. then also you got Mitt Romney and Joe Manchin. They're all exiting, and so we want to get your take on those things too. But let's start with Jason Palmer. What do you think about him?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have no thoughts. I don't know who the man is.
Yeah.
You know,
the Democrats
we're talking
probably
about 100 votes or something. I mean, that's pretty insignificant.
But, oh, I know. But it's just, it's funny because didn't Michael Bloomberg spend a heck of a lot of money to win that before or something like that?
I heard he won that one, but.
But who knows? They might look at Jason Palmer and say, well, you know, just in maybe in a different universe. But in terms of Sinema, Manchin, and Romney, where do you think what do you think that means?
This is important. As I mentioned yesterday or day before, these down ballot races are going to be very important here. You know, Ted Cruz got twice the number of votes in the primary as this Allred character. But you know, don't think that, you know, they've been going after Cruz in Texas for years and years. So I wouldn't be comfortable on that one if I were anybody. I would certainly have my game face on for that one. The other interesting one in the Senate, too, is Menendez. He had some superseding charges that came out yesterday for obstruction of justice or investigation or whatever it is. So he's another one that could be in trouble in the Senate. Now, there's a good chance that the Republicans can take over the Senate. You know, Carrie Lake can prevail. Out of Arizona, so that's good. I don't know who would necessarily take Menendez's place if he ends up, you know, falling apart. I'm not going to worry about Manchin's West Virginia. That seems to be in pretty good hands. But the House is really very concerning to me. In order for government and for America to work, the Republicans really need to take over both houses.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, the House is operating on a very slim margin. And
oh, yeah. Razor thin.
Yes. And so, yeah, we have to pay real attention to these House races, ladies and gentlemen, not just in your home state, but across the country.
Well, that's right. And because obviously when you look at immigration, I mean, Donald Trump could come back in and do some executive orders, but if he doesn't have the House and Senate and the Republicans don't control that, then it's going to be, you know, and by the way, too, one of the other considerations, too, is that if you have a Democrat-led House after November, well, then you're going to have nothing but investigations, impeachment, you know, on and on it's going to go.
Yep,
it will never stop.
Yep. And, you know, Trump said last night that he in his next term, he wanted to do a second round of tax cuts. Well, if you have a Democrat-run House, that'll never happen.
Precisely. And that's why this is also very important. So, again, like you were saying before about Nikki Haley and the Trump speech, you know, there has to be a synergy here. If, you know, whether it, you know, can there be a detente in some way, but, you know, between those who were supporting Nikki Haley, Nikki Haley herself and Trump and his supporters?
She's going to have to be the one to make the first move. I mean, Trump can do an open invitation, which I said he kind of missed the moment last night where he could have put out an invitation to Nikki Haley without ever mentioning her name. But nonetheless, I think that the next move is really hers. Say, okay, you know, she's going to look at her money. She's going to look at, you know, the states that are ahead for the next round of primaries, and she's going to find out that she doesn't have a path. So what does she do? I mean, she's really got to make some hard decisions. She's got a staff that she has to pay. So I think at this point, you know, the ball is in her court, and she needs to step it up and say, okay, well, I'm finished here.
Well, do you think the support that Nikki Haley has, In many ways, I'm sure it's because, like you said, she has the resume and all these kinds of things. But a lot of people don't want to vote for Donald Trump. I think a large portion of her supporters probably say, I just don't care. I don't want to vote for Trump, so I'm going to vote for Haley. So what
or they're
going to
vote for Robert Kennedy Jr.
Well, exactly, because we hear the rumblings about him. Maybe he goes libertarian at that point. Now, but does that pull enough
I don't know.
Away? See, that's a good question.
I have no idea. But he, you know, here at this point, let's gain some traction here. Let's kind of come together. Let's build a cohesive machine here. Let's everybody start going the same direction, and let's get some speed going, some traction, get some speed, and put the game on such that we can pay attention to what the Democrats are doing and what they're going to do to defeat not just Trump, but they're going to work hard to, you know, defeat people like Ted Cruz.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So, we have some things on our flanks that are not good out there, and history has told us, you know, how bad they can be, how nasty and cunning they can be. So, I think you have to have some kind of a war room, and this is the time for Nikki Haley to join in.
I'm wondering if there are, you know, obviously they do internal polling, they do focus groups. I wonder if there's anything that can draw back a Trump voter who now doesn't want to vote for Trump, again, in that certain percentage. I wonder if they're looking very carefully at, you know, what needs to be done. What will make the deal for you? You know, it's the art of the deal, basically, in order to try to bring those voters back.
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. If they're never Trumpers, you know, you might get some percentage of them, but if they're truly never Trumpers, you're not going to get them. So what do you do to replace them? Well, as I said, I think it'd be smart that for Trump to go run up and down the state of California. That's a big delegate pool out there.
Yeah.
The other thing is he needs to go into these big cities. Chicago, I would argue, would be a great place to go because they're getting absolutely creamed with the whole illegal problem. And, you know, you've got people in the inner cities. You've got the Latinos, and you've got the blacks that are just had it up in arms with what has happened. Same thing in Philadelphia. Same thing in New York. So I would be absolutely doing that. If I were him, if he can't get his never Trumpers, then go after, you know, some of these, I would say, displaced Democrats.
Well, sure. And that's a much different, you know, I don't want to say just left field, but it's out of the ordinary and, you know, would actually maybe, you know, move the needle a little bit. I think that's a great idea, Denise. All right. Stay right there. We are coming right back, folks. Much more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Coming right back, taking your telephone calls as well. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA News update. Meta has issued an apology for an outage that disrupted access to Facebook, Instagram, and associated services like Threads and Facebook Messenger Tuesday morning. Spokesman confirmed a technical glitch was responsible for the disruption, and it has been resolved. Late fees on credit cards are now capped at $8 as part of the Biden administration's broader effort to eliminate unnecessary fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau projects this new regulation will save families over $10 billion annually. A Los Angeles man is suing a luxury Las Vegas resort, alleging he was stung by a scorpion while asleep at the Venetian's Palazzo Tower on December 26th. He claims he was stung 3 or 4 times in the testicles, causing excruciating pain. The lawsuit states that months later, he's still grappling with medical problems. Additionally, the man says the resort failed to offer compensation for his hotel room. John Schaefer, USA News.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Welcome back, everybody. We are continuing to race through and rocket through this Wednesday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you've got a question or a comment for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And by the way, another thing, folks, coming up this week is going to be the State of the Union. And that is a whole nother thing, isn't it? And good morning again, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
It is a whole nother thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And he's going to be, apparently the reports are, he's going to be very contentious and kind of go on the assault of Republicans and the MAGA, you know, destroying democracy. So.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, that's their thing. That's what the thing is, though, Denise, it just becomes a shtick, you know, for Biden and the Democrats. It doesn't really ring true.
He's not writing a speech. They say that he's at Camp David and he's writing a speech. No, he's not.
he's not writing the speech, but it is going to be.
This cat's got to have note cards, you know, Cliff Note cheat sheets just to talk to Border Patrol when he goes to Brownsville for 20 minutes.
And boy, did Karine Jean-Pierre get really mad when she was asked about that at the White House press briefing room. She got really exacerbated Well, he's got the most successful first 3 years of any presidency in the history of the universe, and you're asking me about note cards. Yeah, exactly. Well, I tell you what, let's head over to the telephone lines. We do have Backgammon Bob. He's got a question for you this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning, Kyle, Denise.
Hey.
Well, I've got two things for you. One is, do you think that Trump will eliminate the excess government agencies, i.e. Department of Education,
no.
EPA, FBI, Department of Energy,
no.
and a whole bunch of them?
FBI.
Okay. Second thing is that I saw a podcast where a black man was, or I should say a YouTube video, where a black man was saying that they should stop, blacks should stop voting party over interest and start voting their interest over the party. And he even played a speech by Malcolm Davis many, many years ago, which said that the black people were choosing singers, comedians, poet or trumpet players and such to be their spokesperson, while the white people were choosing businessmen and stuff like that. And he said that the black should start choosing more appropriate people to be their leaders rather than these people that are just mere puppets of the Democratic Party. All right, that's it.
All right, thank you, Backgammon Bob. Well, I think anybody should vote for, they should look for policy and ideas and all that, and I think that's be true for anybody. What do you think, Denise?
You know, just look at Chicago. You know, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, and then we got this weird cat now. You know, what? So all you have to do is just look at Chicago, and or for that matter, Houston. Those two cities right there, it pretty much just it tells the story on what is happening. And, you know, I used to live in Chicago. It was a long, long, long time ago. But it was a revered city. It was, you know, the jewel of the Midwest and so forth and so on. And look at it today.
It's sad. You know,
awful.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Yeah. In other words, American cities. Well, it is. Yeah. American cities should be like show places,
Washington,
our great system.
D.C. I mean, look at Washington, D.C. I mean, that should be the most pristine, clean, landscaped, manicured city in the world. And it's not.
That's right. And we only do that to San Francisco when the Chinese president comes to visit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Give us a call this morning. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Thank you for putting me on. I just want to take this opportunity to apologize to Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown. I made a statement incorrectly on last night's show where I attributed a quote to her. It was actually attributable to Justice Amy
Coney Barrett.
Yeah. So anyway,
okay.
You know, I stand corrected on that. I just wanted to comment about Nikki Haley. And first, I don't know if this will make you laugh or not. If I were married to her, I would join the French Foreign Legion. You know, you would not see me. That would be just an unbelievable torture. I feel her political career is over. I think you can stick a fork in her. I don't think she has anywhere to go.
Well, she's gone about this in a very, very different way. Yeah, what do you think, Denise? Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Neil, for stepping up and admitting an error here on Ketanji Brown Jackson and Amy Coney Barrett. I mean, occasionally we do get things wrong, and it's kind of relieving to say I got it wrong and I apologize, and you kind of get it off your chest. So thank you for that. Nikki Haley doesn't need the money; she just needs something to do. She's got older kids, I think, now, and her husband's deployed, so she's alone. She can go back on the board of Boeing or, you know, some other government contractor perhaps. But I do think, too, yes, that I think her political career is finished. Unless you put her in some obscure government agency.
Right.
But, back in, Bob said, is Trump going to eliminate these agencies? We have a lot that we should eliminate, but they won't get eliminated. That's the reality of that one.
Yeah, that may be too much of a high jump, basically. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things, though, that Trump can do, or any president can do, in those kinds of circumstances. And I think he's just got to try to rack up wins. He's got to rack up, it's like it's got to be cumulative of the things that he does. It may not be one grand sweeping action, but he's got to, throw short passes down the field and make touchdowns.
Well, if you want to find something to do with Nikki Haley, just to kind of bury the hatchet, whatever hatchet is there, then he can nominate her as an ambassador to some country that we don't need very much.
Well, but that's the thing with Trump, though. I mean, I think you're right. He could have probably mentioned her, but I think that there is such a gulf there now that, unless she does the, some big magnanimous thing like you were talking about, it may not be smooth sailing for the two of them. So mm-hmm. You're right. Nikki Haley may have to be content with being on the board of Boeing, which is having its own problems.
Or go be an ambassador. Make her the ambassador to, Brazil. That'll be a good one for her, seeing she can get through President Lulu, who's a Marxist himself.
Right.
Let her go deal with that one.
Well, and then, but at the same time, I mean, Trump has to find a way to, as we were talking about, to bring some of those voters back to him. Maybe some kind of fence mending. Maybe some kind of a reconciliation of some sort with Haley. What might help in terms of that they'll be cordial. They'll be they'll kind of stop this animosity.
Well, I mean, those Never Trumpers, if Trump maybe took the first step and offered her something like that, then, those Never Trumpers may take a second look and go, okay, the guy stepped up his game. He's holding no ill will. He's bringing her along. That may go a long way. I don't know. It's a game of chess.
That's right. That's right.
And when it's not chess, it's a blood sport.
And, of course, Biden... it's interesting. A lot of the coverage is barring any other thing that could possibly happen. Biden's going to be the nominee as well, but I don't think that they would change at this point. I think they're going to ride it out. Basically, I think that's why they changed their whole tune about Biden is old but he's wise, that kind of stuff.
I don't care about his chronological age.
I agree. Yeah, but he's demonstrating these things.
Yes.
And that's but this is why they're doing this. They're saying, well, he's experienced, he's wise, and he's going to protect
democracy.
Let's
not forget that he's also corrupt. We cannot forget what he has done when it comes to all of this, laptop business stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All of that. So we cannot overlook that one.
Indeed. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care, Denise.
All right. Thank you. Good morning.
All right, folks. Stay right there because we are going to come right back. Thanks to Backgammon and Bob. Thanks to Neil and Henderson. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
And the Wednesday edition continues on, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we've got a lot more to talk about as we make our way through. We've got Chris Markowski coming up. Chris Markowski, of course, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris, about his radio program, about his podcast, and much, much more right there at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And, of course, we've got Chris on the telephone line with us right now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, I want to start off first today, Chris, because yesterday your instincts were right on the money. And a little play on words there because you're the watchdog on Wall Street. But I mentioned this thing we saw about Cookie Monster, right? And he had this tweet where he was upset about shrinkflation. And it does turn out I think it was an actual tweet, but Frank Oz tweeted out as well, and again, he worked with Jim Henson. He said Jim Henson would have never allowed something like that to happen because he said, you know, the Muppets exist in their own little world. So it has caused a little bit of backlash, you know, to get involved in politics like that.
Yeah, you know, they did that too with Big Bird, with COVID shots. As well, saying that his Big Bird's wing was hurt and but it's okay. He's going to be better because he got the COVID shot.
Yeah.
And that's some flack as well. But Again, you know, my problem is that, you know, the Cookie Monster and Big Bird are, you know, on the, our payroll.
Yeah.
This is PBS, this is, you know, public broadcasting, you know, outside of their, you know, telethons. I don't even know if they still do that stuff anymore. But, you know, this is government funded and now they're using it for propaganda. No. Again, as far as I'm concerned, they should be keeping, you know, stuff like this out of it. You know, not to mention, you know, yeah, we know exactly why they're doing it. This is a big setup going back to the Super Bowl, like I said, with Biden and his, you know, old man, like Abe Simpson, yelling at the clouds routine with shrinkflation. And now we find out that they're putting together a strike force. So Biden's got his Cookie Monster strike force. This is like some obscure 80s movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme or Steven Seagal. That's supposedly he's going to be sending the Federal Trade Commission after companies that he feels are ripping customers off. This is their way to find somebody else to blame for inflation. And you know what? It'll probably work. You know, Americans, they just as far as money is concerned and economics, for the most part, people are woefully ignorant in regards to how the world works or how things actually operate. And that's, you know, again, you're able to navigate in ignorance. And, you know, I said this, you know, going back, I remember back when Michael Medved had a show and he was, you know, pitching for McCain, you know, back in the day against Obama. He was a big McCain supporter and he, you know, he kept talking about the independent voter out there. And I laughed at it and I'm saying, you're wrong. It's not the independent voter. It's the dumb vote. You get the dumb vote to come out, you're going to win. And now it's easy to get the dumb, but much easier to get the dumb vote out because of mail-in ballots and the way that they do ballot harvesting. You got a large swath that'll be voting that normally in years past wouldn't vote. I mean, and this, again, you go back and when did this start? It started with motor voter laws back under Bill Clinton. If you get Obamacare, you're going to get an email or you're going to get an application to register to vote, and they're going to ballot harvest you as well.
It will indeed. And, you know, typically, I mean, it does take some responsibility to vote, and you have to be able to sometimes, you know, have the wherewithal to seek it out to go do that, you know, if you want to be involved. But you're right. Some of that is designed to simply set them up with more voters who maybe won't look at some of these issues, you know, very well. But I'll tell you what, though, Chris, something else we talked about before, just as a follow-up, you know, we talked about the surge pricing that Wendy's wanted to do. Then they caught a huge backlash about that. And now Wendy's is now giving away burgers at like a dollar trying to fix this. Now, from your perspective in terms of a business person, I mean, is this going to work for them, or is this a desperate measure, or is it something they hope is going to blow over and they're just trying to sort of soften this a little bit?
I mean, I don't know much about it. I didn't hear anything about any backlash from what they were, you know, planning or trying to do. And again, unfortunately, I think people, didn't really understand what they were trying to do. And that's, you know, part of the problem. They're doing something as for a marketing gimmick. I mean, you know, all the more power to them. I haven't heard anything about it, at least in my neck of the woods, haven't heard any pushback yet.
Well, you know, a lot of customers had said, well, this is going to, you know, you're raising prices on me or this kind of thing, only because they would have had peak pricing. And then later in the different parts of the day, it would have been less, you know, this kind of thing. So I think you're right. There was a misunderstanding. So they're trying to do some cleanup here, basically. But, you know, we hear so much about inflation in our country, but I saw something earlier today, Chris, about inflation in Turkey, and that somehow it's going up, you know, some 67% in February. I mean, is that even doable? I mean, what happens to an economy when something like that? I mean, this sounds like a Weimar Republic, that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, it's actually been worse in Argentina for a long period of time. I mean, what happens is people, you don't save money, because, you know, why would you save any money? Because your money is going to be worth a hell of a lot less. So, you know, people going out and, you know, spending it as fast as they possibly can or, you know, trying to get, you know, dollars into their hands, you know, quickly. And then you end up with, you know, various different black market currency exchanges and a myriad of things to deal with stuff like that. But this has been an ongoing problem with Turkey. I mean, I have a I got a $100 trillion Zimbabwe buck bill in my office and my desk. You know, it's, I got, it's what happens when money becomes worthless.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. But then when money becomes worthless, can't that cause other, you know, political problems or unrest or upheavals, things like that?
Oh, absolutely. You got to have a situation like that. You got to have to, you better have the people reliant upon government, large swath of the economy. Basically, they have nowhere to turn, what to go, and they're desperate, and that's what they have in Argentina. You know, Turkey, they've, you know, it's very much a strongman type of an operation there. There's your other, you know, option as well, and you got to find a boogeyman to blame your country's problems on. And that's, you know, what an effective leader has to do in those types of scenarios when you have an economy like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Well, also, Chris, you know, we hear from time to time, and I love to ask you about this kind of stuff, because every once in a while, pretty frequently, we hear about how other countries are going to have some kind of challenge against the dollar. And I saw this earlier today saying Russia, China are teaming up against the U.S. dollar with their blockchain payment system. You know, what does that, you know, actually mean towards, you know, going against the dollar?
Again, blockchain is the technology behind some of the crypto stuff, and you know, a lot of that makes sense in regards to speed. And, you know, I think that a lot of those things are going to be implemented moving forward. But this idea that Russia and China are going to be able to come up with some sort of reserve currency as an alternative to the dollar, it's just not going to happen anytime soon. Again, China's economy is a mess. You know, Russia is holding on. But again, you take a look at the size of their, you know, overall economy. And Russia's, you know, not nearly as big as China. But it's GDP per capita. They have certain, their currency doesn't free float, meaning the government can reset it at any point that they want. A lot of problems there, and I still think that's a bit of a pipe dream.
Well, yeah, indeed. But it always kind of comes along and somebody else tries to revive it, or they try to make it sound like, well, you know, what's going to happen is that next week the dollar's going to no longer be the reserve currency and the economy will crash. A lot of it is just it's like, you know, doomsday saying.
Oh, it could be done. I mean, trust me, it could be done, but it's not going to be done by these guys in the way that they want to do it. If someone decided to come up with an actual currency that was based upon a basket of commodities or something that actually, you know, backed it, that would be an alternative, but nobody's done any of that. Mm-hmm. So I don't see it happen.
Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. You can hear him right here on AM860 as well, everybody. Thank you, Chris. We'll talk again tomorrow morning. Take care.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. All right, folks, we are coming right back. Top of the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.